This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. North Carolina businessman Louis DeJoy is set to take over as the new head of the U.S. Postal Service today. A lot going on there. A huge workforce dealing with COVID, less mail during COVID, all the voting by mail that'll happen in this election year. And the Postal Service was $11 billion in the hole last year. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
USPS has a few challenges. One of the biggest? Online shopping, which requires the Postal Service to deliver almost anything of almost any size to almost anyone. Satish Jindal is president of ShipMatrix. He says the Postal Service loses a lot of money delivering big parcels.
Yes, anything over 10 pounds, they should forget it.
He says USPS should focus on its monopoly, the mailbox. But Richard John, a history professor at Columbia University who wrote a book about the Postal Service, says that would leave residents and business owners in rural areas behind.
If the post office did not exist in these small towns, Federal Express and UPS would be within their rights to raise rates.
USPS is required to keep prices uniform throughout the country, regardless of cost. That's one of the reasons it was created, to give people equal access to communication and the news.
I call it a civic foundation. I mean, it's infrastructure. It's like water.
And it'll have even more involvement in civics this November as more states consider mail-in ballots to help people vote in a pandemic. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.